It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. On this date in 1913, Charlie Chaplin began his film career at Keystone Studios, making $150 a week. Before long, the English actor and comedian had become a filmmaker and rose to fame in the silent movie era. Through his screen persona, the Tramp, he became an icon recognized throughout the world. His career spanned more than 75 years, from his childhood in the Victorian era until a year before his death. Chaplin was both adored and reviled. He was born in London on April 16, 1889, and his childhood there was defined by poverty and hardship. His father was absent, his mother struggled financially, and he was sent to a workhouse twice before the age of 9. When he was 14, his mother was committed to a mental asylum. Charlie began performing at an early age, touring music halls and later working as a stage actor and comedian. At 19, he came to America, where he was scouted for the film industry. He made his first appearance in Keystone Studios' Making a Living, which was released in 1914. He soon developed the Tramp character and formed a large fan base. By 1918, he was one of the best-known figures in the world. In 1919, Chaplin co-founded the distribution company United Artists, which gave him complete control over his films. His first full-length feature was The Kid in 1921, followed by A Woman of Paris, The Gold Rush, and The Circus. He refused to move to sound films in the 1930s and produced City Lights and Modern Times without dialogue. Chaplin became increasingly political, and his next film, The Great Dictator, brilliantly satirized Adolf Hitler. The 1940s were a decade marked by controversy for Chaplin, and his popularity declined rapidly. He was accused of communist sympathies, while his involvement in a paternity suit and marriages to much younger women caused scandal. An FBI investigation followed, and Chaplin was forced to leave the United States and later settled in Switzerland. He abandoned the Tramp in his later films, which included Monsieur Verdu, Limelight, A King in New York, and A Countess from Hong Kong. Always meticulous, Chaplin wrote, directed, produced, edited, starred in, and composed the music for most of his films. Many of them feature slapstick combined with pathos, typified in the Tramp's struggles against adversity. There are social and political themes, too, as well as autobiographical elements. In 1972, Chaplin received an honorary Academy Award, and he continues to be held in high regard, with The Gold Rush, City Lights, Modern Times, and The Great Dictator often ranked among the greatest films of all time. In the early morning of Christmas Day, 1977, he died at home after suffering a stroke in his sleep. He was 88 years old. The funeral 2 days later was small and private, according to his wishes. Among the film industry's tributes, director René Clair wrote, "He was a monument of the cinema, of all countries and all times, the most beautiful gift the cinema has made to us." Actor Bob Hope said simply, "We were lucky to have lived in his time." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is The Reader's Notebook for December 16th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.